recording.
It is right now. It is right now. You see.
But I don't want to wait.
Oh, no.
No, but I was going to say, when you bring up the thing about lifted levels, I'm going to try to use this horrible.
We're not going to do it.
Oh, we're not doing it?
No.
I'm going to bring it up.
Quiet, 10 seconds.
What's going on, guys? It's Smoke with the Loudmouth Podcast.
Healy with the Aftermath.
And today is, what week is this episode?
Week three of salad dressing.
Week three?
Yeah.
Or four?
Week three.
It's salad dressing.
Week three salad dressing, guys. Who we got here today?
We got Vibes Farm here. We got Joseph Kaplan, or Seppi, as he likes to be called. And then we got Tyler G.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us, bro.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for joining us. What's going on, man? You look stunned. You okay over there?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm good, man. I'm surprised you actually knew my name. That's awesome.
What do you mean?
I've known you for 5 years.
Come on, man.
I'm going to forget your name.
I know. It's okay.
All right,
not okay.
I'm going to start this off real quick. Just like, what new shit have you guys been working on?
Well,
we got an album coming out. Been recording with a couple of friends of ours, Rocky Rucker and Ben Childs.
Oh, okay.
Over at Ben Childs' place, Psychochemistry Studios.
Nice. That's my spirit animal.
Ben Childs.
Yeah.
Runs through Joe. You know.
What? That's gross.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, are you guys also from Florida?
Yeah. I'm from Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach. What about you, Joseph?
I'm from Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, Florida.
True.
Okay. So what brought about the band Vibes Farm? And before you answer, Vibes Farm is a very interesting name. If you want to give us a little background story on that, that'd be pretty cool.
What Vibes Farm means really is planting seeds of peace, growing good vibrations, okay. All different kinds of vibrations in our music, you know.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Now, is that what it means? Is that what it means to you?
I remember going to his, zoom in. Nice. I remember just smoking and coming up with a name. If that's what you're asking about,
word.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just sitting in a room.
Yeah.
Me and him were rapping. We were trying to make mixtapes back in the day when we were
MCs
in different
at heart.
Yeah, we were in different
MCs, you know. We're gonna
he was
kill
in his
them.
Own band and yeah. I was just doing me, and then we tried to make a mixtape out. And yeah, it actually came out. It's called what is it? It's Free Nala.
Free Nala mixtape volume 2, you know.
It's not even a volume 1, but yeah, we made it volume 2. So
where can people find that?
It's underground.
Okay.
It's underground, dude.
So you have to dig it up.
You have to dig it up.
Buried in my backyard.
How deep is it now?
Like mud vein deep. Like,
okay. Now, you guys are a fairly recent.
Hey, can I come
they
in?
They didn't come in.
No.
It's all good. Yeah, can I come in, you know? Like,
dumbass.
No, bitch. The gate doesn't work. It's broken.
So
if he just walked around the other side, there's no gate, so it was like... It's pretty funny. We would have been fucked either way.
So if given the chance, where is the most ideal place, or where would you really want to perform at? And with who?
Me is like House of Blues.
Or
House of Blues, I really want to go there. You know, that'd be crazy. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
What about you?
I had to say Red Rocks.
Red Rocks?
Yeah. Red Rocks.
Sure.
That'd be pretty
cool,
man.
Dope, yeah.
You know, I hope you guys eventually make it. You guys are, in just this year, you guys are making a lot of noise. I know that, you know what I mean?
That's right.
So, I'm hearing about you. I'm seeing you all over the place. I know you guys got a lot of shit lined up, right?
Yeah. A lot of gigs, a lot of fun stuff.
Okay. Sure. Now, when you drop that album, are you guys going to take that with a tour, or...
Yeah, we're actually planning on linking up with some people later this year.
Okay.
Trying to get out there, probably go up to, maybe go up to Colorado, hit some spots on the way.
Nice. That would be cool.
That'd be dope.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah,
we met a bunch of friends, like, this last year, a bunch of different bands that came down.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, like, Uji Wawa and, like, Roots of Rebellion. You know,
Cashed out. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Greg for stepping on that song, Cool Down.
Yeah, shout out to Cool Down.
Reto Collective Studio. Spotify. Orlando.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
And that's the song you guys came out with, right? Cool Down.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about that? I hear this got it's got a nice, interesting story behind it. Cool Down.
I want to say I quit my job. I want to say I quit my job, but I think I got fired from it. And then just like went over to Tyler's house, man. Just played, like, we were just fucking around. And then, you know, he was, what were you doing? You were like taking a piss or something.
I was taking a fucking piss while you were playing the bass line. And I was like pissing my girlfriend. So I'm like, cool the fuck down, bitch. And then they like started making
the
song.
The song, and then we made the song.
Cool the fuck
then,
down, bitch.
Then we went to Orlando. Got in touch with Red Oak Collective.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, they're awesome.
Randall.
Great house. Great studio. Just got in touch with them, made the song. Greg jumped on there. It's like a little skit going on with like a girl, and Greg's the chick.
Sure.
But it's cool. It's cool. Okay. And then you have Joe yelling at Greg over the phone or something like that, and then it goes into like a double time really fast.
Sure.
Okay. And that's what we're really like pushing towards, is kind of the fast paced. You know, and then like slowing it down. We're making our own kind of genre through it. You know,
sure.
Kind of 50s feel or 60s feel in that song.
Okay.
So, you know, real like uppity, I guess. You know, like that weird.
Yeah.
A little bit of a swing to it.
Yeah, the swing.
But still catching like the like now poppy reggae kind of feel too. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Genre appeal.
Well, I hope it works for you guys.
Absolutely,
man.
I hope
the videos go up, the views go up, everything.
Yeah,
Guys, you're up there, almost 1,000 on Facebook and followers, so
we're
going to
figure out something.
Yeah, almost 1,000 on
the music video, what you were saying earlier with the visuals, we're going to think about something. Like with the new album, as soon as we get that, we're going to cut it and
maybe
think
we can
about
help you out
the
with some shit.
Yeah,
well, we have a lot of ideas for, you know, future music videos and stuff, so
sure.
It's going to be good.
All right. Well, I think that about clears it up.
All right, guys.
For today, guys.
Well, we appreciate you
coming
out.
Thank you for coming out.
Guys, go check him out.
Definitely.
Facebook. You guys have Instagram?
Yeah, we got Instagram. Check us out on Instagram.
All right, guys.
Always posting on there.
Where can they find you on Instagram? What's the...
Yeah, it's at Vibes Farm.
Vibes Farm?
Like
everything's at Vibes Farm? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, guys.
Google us too. Google us, you'll find everything.
Sure.
All the YouTube videos.
And Spotify, correct?
On Spotify.
Spotify, that's cool.
Spotify.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys. Again, thanks for coming out.
Have a good night, guys.
Have a smoke.
Hey. I liked it.
Cool.